America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is an elimination weekend in college football. Dukes and Bale Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And I think the biggest one, Mike, or at least one that we'll be paying attention to, is Alabama-LSU because both have two losses. Now, look, we don't know what the committee is going to say down the road when it comes to three-loss teams because we're not there yet. We don't know what that looks like. But we will after this weekend. And after this Tuesday, when the rankings come out, Mike, we're going to have an idea of what they think about these three-loss teams. But you're not putting a three-loss team in front of a two-loss and certainly a one-loss or a team that's going to compete for their conference championship. So I think it's kind of self-explanatory, which is why Ole Miss has to win, in my opinion, against Georgia this weekend. But, Mike, this LSU-Alabama game, Brian Kelly, for all that we think about him, I thought he kind of gapped the game at A&M. And now you find yourself in another big game, and DeBoer is not Saban, but what does Brian Kelly do here at home?
And again, the thing with these guys, that we talked earlier about the secondary. You know, you think about LSU as like some of the really bad, you know, secondary guys that go on to the NFL. Alabama, too. Certainly Nick Saban took, obviously, a big-time role in coaching those guys up. But seems like this could be like a dial-a-score score potentially, unless the weather's a factor. They got to finish. The Tigers don't finish games,
correct,
to your point about the A&M game. You know, they lost 38-23 to A&M, and they blew that 10-point lead at halftime. So that's what you're talking about. The you know, the Jalen Milroe thing. I mean, what is – by the way, imagine you lose three games the first year post-Saban.
Well,
I mean, this, you talk about like loser leaves town. This is an elimination game. They talk about separation Saturday. This is one for Ole Miss. Ole Miss loses, they're done. Either, and some say they're done anyway. But these guys, loser here, unless everybody else who's got one loss in the other conferences, Carl, like really fades, these guys are done.
I also think, though, this, you can't compare this to Saban because Alabama wasn't loaded when Saban got there. It took the next 2 years for him to get the team he wanted, the recruiting where he wanted, and then they took off. And you guys know what happened. Four national championships in a six-year period, I think it was, for Alabama. But this is Kalen DeBoer inheriting in a new world of NIL and transfer portal where you can get the guys you want. Alabama didn't lose a whole lot. I know everybody thinks Saban left. He did. But from a personnel standpoint, they're still really talented. So, Mike, I think this looks even worse, in fact, if they lose. And now you're talking about a three-loss Alabama team that probably is not going to be in the college football playoff.
According to ESPN, and I don't know how you do this, but they set up their practices so the squad, quote, is able to get up to a fast start. Because kind of like Georgia, in the games they've either lost or struggled in, they've gotten off to a brutal start. You know, turnovers aside, they just look sluggish, like the Tennessee game.
Right.
How that one started. So, okay. He says, quote, from DeBoer, you just can't dig yourself a hole and give the opponent momentum. Either way, that one, this is like a sort of a de facto playoff game in the SEC.
Milroe ran for 155 and four touchdowns against LSU last year.
There you go.
Passed for 219. He killed him. They cannot allow that to happen at home against him this year. And I think to me, it's just that fundamentally simple. this isn't that hard. Garrett Nussmeier has to play better for LSU, but this is a big one. In a night game at LSU, you know anything can happen. Oh. This could come down to the last series, last play. Who knows how this is going to shake out?
Steak is heading down from the steakhouse, cha-cha. He's down in New Orleans, and it's I think it's Tulane homecoming this weekend, but all the Bama fans, if you can't get a room, it's tough to get a room in Baton Rouge.
For sure.
It's going to be up. The quarter between the Falcon fans and the Tide fans, man. It's going to be upside down. The other games, and we talked about, what do you know about Indiana? So it's funny, I had a bunch of FSU fans.
They haven't played anybody.
And a bunch of FSU fans saying, we got to get this Kirk Cignetti. I go, he's just like Norvell. All these guys are transfers. He took Sony from everybody.
He did.
You know, including his old team, James Madison, and guys from Cincinnati and everything else. I'm not saying, look, as long as you can sustain it, it's a great business model. But you think they will beat – I mean, it's a big number against Michigan because they say Indiana's run defense is the best, and Michigan can't really do anything but run the ball. They can't throw it. But Indiana going to take care of business?
Well, then,
and how much does this gain them in the college football playoff, you know, meeting room?
Well, just here's my issue with it. Like, for example, Georgia, or if you look at Florida, right, who struggled, but they're still, you know, keeping their head above water. Two of the toughest schedules in college football where you're playing ranked team after ranked team. The only ranked team on their schedule is Ohio State, and that isn't until next week. So the problem the committee is going to have with Indiana is, unless they run the table and beat Ohio State at Ohio State, Mike, which would be a significant win, and then you can justify them and say, okay, whatever we want to do with them is fine. But if they lose, let's just say, to Michigan or either Ohio State, and they're a two-loss team but have had a great season, do you still put them in? And that's going to be a real question when you don't have any ranked opponents for the first 9 or 10 weeks of your schedule. And you go into Michigan, by the way, they're not ranked.
Right.
It's Michigan, but they're not ranked. So I don't know how this looks as far as Indiana, but I will say this. They are good. I watched them. I took them in the pick segment a couple of weeks ago. They do have a really good defense. I just don't know how good they are, and I won't know until they play Ohio State.
Hey, man, another team which we haven't really seen a lot of, and this was I was thinking about this for our pick segment, but I stayed away. BYU at their arch rival Utah,
and they're on the road.
And
right?
Utah's not good. They're 4-4. It's not one of Willingham's better teams. I mean, the quarterback, you know, the 8th year that he's had eligibility, he's banged up again. But BYU, it's only, let me look at the number real quick. It's only a 3-point spread against the two Utes, but I didn't touch it because it seems like it's one of those like trap rivalry type deals with Utah will get up. But BYU's got one of the best defenses. They don't make mistakes penalty wise. They're just clean.
I don't think people believe in BYU because, again, the games are on like this one, you know, 10-15. So you're not watching it, right? Most times people, especially in the South, here's the deal. They're really good and they're expected to win the Big 12. That is their ticket into not only the college football playoff, Mike, but also having one of those top seeds because obviously the conference champions get that. I just don't think this is a spot where they slip up, not against this Utah team. They're going to play hard. The crowd will be amped. BYU was just better this year, and I don't think this is a spot. Now, if Utah was healthy and maybe had played better, I might buy in. This isn't that Utah team. But I hear you as far as the spread is concerned because, again, that doesn't mean they don't win by 1 point.
And then there's the Florida Gators, and do you get a bounce when you hear your athletic director say that Billy Napier is going to be around? They came out and said he's good.
He had to.
Yeah, and look, the fact that you got Olagwe, we talked about him earlier, you can see the future is bright. You didn't embarrass yourself in the cocktail party. Hell, if Olagwe's healthy, maybe it goes to the fourth quarter in that one. Still kind of did. And then, you know, you're going to smoke Florida State because they're hapless. They play the Irish, by the way. They're 26-point dogs up in South Bend. Boy, Carl, boy, am I glad I didn't book that trip to Chicago.
Yeah, I'm glad you are, too.
But getting back to the Florida Gators, you feel Texas got some time off, right? They're going to go pounce? What's going on?
Yeah, this should be. It should be. The reason why I say he had to, recruiting is killing him. And I'm not saying Napier per se, just the uncertainty of what's going on with the program moving forward. Mike, I can't promise you I'm going to be here. Why am I coming? Right? So I think that Strickland had to say what he said, and I do think he meant it. He's been saying it all season, like, hey, he's not going anywhere. We're committed, blah, blah, blah. But Florida going to Texas.
21.5-point dogs with the Ivy League kid playing quarterback.
Yeah, it's a tough spot for him. And yours is starting to play better. I know dog fans don't want to hear this, but that was your second game. He had come back at Oklahoma. That was his second game. I didn't know if he had the flow or the feel. He's starting to play a lot better, and I just think Texas right now is revving up for what I think, Mike, is going to be a run towards the SEC championship game.
I know that a lot of folks, and we're waiting to see, you know, when the rubber really hits the road. The only big shakeup in this first of the College Football Playoff Committee's rankings was putting Ohio State ahead of Georgia. But
it was.
Both teams are kind of, you know, the Spider-Man meme where they're both pointing at each other. Georgia's strength of schedule, slightly better. Both teams against the best teams they played that were, you know, best in the country. You know, they come up short slightly. You know, Ohio State at the end because of quarterback. You know, remember they had that too many men on the field. Quarterback downs it, didn't have any time, game over. So I don't lose sleep over that. And as you pointed out, as long as Georgia's an SEC champ, you know, they'll be fine. But this game, I know we spent a lot of time this week on Ole Miss. I'm really curious. I think it really becomes the $64,000 question, which Carson Beck shows up? The guy that was supposed to be a Heisman Trophy candidate to start the season, or the guy who's been just throwing the ball all over the place?
I did not pick the week of Texas because I had conflicting interest, right?
Right.
But I will tell you, I will not be surprised if the Dogs find a way to lose this game. I'm not, because they've been on the edge, and the teams that they've played just haven't taken advantage of their mistakes. But I also will not be surprised if the Dogs go up there and handle business like we expect them to, and Kirby just keeps rolling. You know, right now I look at a team like Kansas City, Mike, in the NFL, and you go, they're 8-0. Have you seen their 8-0? It has not been pretty.
No, it's a shaky 8-0.
It is a shaky 8-0. That is what I'm looking at with the Dogs. This 7-1 is like, okay, they're 7-1 and they're really good, but I feel like it should be better.
Well, the record always, look, your record is, as the command says, Parcells says, the record is because that's what you are. You know, Georgia slipped up. I mean, I think the game plan was flawed against Alabama. Should have ran the ball more. But then you get back to, you know, you look at the rest of this and you say, okay, I feel that Ohio State, Texas, the big question for me is Miami. And we're going to see Miami at noon against Tech. I just don't trust that defense. Danny Cannell told us he thinks they are going to be in this playoff and not just be in the playoff. They're going to do something and maybe he can win a title because nobody can keep up with that special player, Cam Ward. He compared him to Joe Burrow in 2019 with LSU.
And Burrow won the national championship.
There's sports betting and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.